Nashville and New Mexico's the same. And if I could have my way, I'd take your love when I leave town today.
Hi, this is Jerry Madoc, and I'm sitting in for Jack Rummel, who normally would do Ragtime America, but he's out of town tonight, so here I am. And I thought, since we're doing this a summer mini-drive, that I would do a very special program for Ragtime America. And what I'm going to do is the music of Stephanie Trick. Dick Hyman has called Stephanie Trick one of the nicest gifts to arrive on the jazz piano scene in recent times, and we couldn't be more delighted to welcome her. Jack, in one of his reviews of Stephanie's recorded work, said she has come to practically dominate the stride piano field. Tonight, we'll hear some examples of her virtuosity in ragtime, stride, boogie-woogie, and related pianistic works. We'll also discover that in addition to her solo piano work, she plays well with others. And I hope you're going to be able to play with others, namely with KGNU, and call in. We have a operator standing by, and his name is Raleigh, and I'm sure you're going to want to talk to him. The number to call is 303-449-4885. I know that you like Ragtime because you're listening and you like to hear what Jack has to offer. And I'm sure you will like to hear what Stephanie has to offer as well. Please call in and you'll be eligible for several very nice gifts. We have a drawing for a Denver concert. We have a getaway retreat at Grand Lake, Colorado, and a drawing for a three-day pass with camping to the folk festival. So even though you're out of town, we're looking forward to you to send your pledge in. Here's Stephanie with a tune from her album Ragtime Tricks. It's called Ragtime Nightingale, and it's one of Joseph Francis Lamb's compositions from 1914. Greg has one more person that he would like to thank for pledging.
That's right. Thanks, Jerry. Bradley Smith from Boulder, who picked up those three-day Arise Music Festival passes. Bradley, thanks so much for pledging and supporting community radio. His comment is, you're going to love this one, Jerry. You ready? KGNU is awesome. That says it all. There you go. Very simple. Thanks, Brad. And back to your show, Jerry. Thanks again.
I can understand that because there aren't many places where you can hear the eclectic music that you hear on this station. And I know that Jack has a lot of fans that are out of state. So I'm going to give you the number to call in toll-free to submit your pledge to KGNU. It's 1-800-737-3030. And support KGNU, support Ragtime America. Keep Jack going on the air, and let's hear a little bit more from Stephanie Trick. This is a tune that was written by Duke Ellington quite a while ago, back in 1928. It's called Jubilee Stomp. And now Stephanie is joined by Jim Hungerford on the bass and Danny Coots on drums from the album Something More. Stephanie Trick on the piano. Where else but KGNU can you hear a full program of Stephanie Trick playing ragtime, stride, and boogie-woogie piano? Well, here on KGNU, we want you to call in and support our mini summer drive and keep things rolling along here. This is KGNU Boulder and Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. And the number to call here in the studio is 303-449-4885. If you're calling from out of town, we have a toll-free number. It's 1-800-737-3030. And why aren't you picking up the phone right now? If you're not near your phone and you're listening on your computer, just go to kgnu.org and pledge securely right on that opening page, kgnu.org. Stephanie got married maybe 2 years ago to a gentleman from Milan, Italy, and his name is Paolo Alderighi. And since then, they've been doing a lot of four-handed piano, four hands on the same piano. And this is an example. Stephanie and Paolo doing Jelly Roll Morton's Grandpa's Spells. Here it is. Grandpa's Spells, Jelly Roll Morton, played by the husband and wife, or wife and husband combination of Stephanie Trick and Paolo Alderighi on the same piano. And by the way, I've seen them do this, and they're constantly getting up off the piano stool, changing places, and one will play the bass line, and the other one will play the melody, and they'll get around and do it again, and it's a lot of fun to watch. Well, you're listening to KGNU, and we're right in the middle of our summer pledge drive. And we have a lot of great thank you gifts, like an arugula dinner and an alternative radio CD. We have Alan Watts. We have T-shirts, men's and women's, and all kinds of books, tickets, and CDs. So you could come in to KGNU and look these over and take your pick. Do a little shopping, a little browsing, and take advantage of your pledge. And, of course, your pledge helps keep KGNU working on a very limited budget. And we're working on trying to have our capital fund increase this year. And, of course, we're also working on having our operating funds as well. And you can contribute and feel very happy that you have contributed and kept KGNU going with all those kinds of different music that you can hear, ragtime, Dixieland, swing, and, of course, straight-ahead jazz. Tonight we're playing the music of Stephanie Trick, and she teamed up on the piano with the vocalist Lorraine Feather, who was the daughter of the famous jazz critic Leonard Feather. And Lorraine likes to make lyrics to famous jazz tunes. So here she took a tune by James P. Johnson called Caprice Rag, added lyrics, and changed the name. It's called Pour on the Heat. Stephanie Trick and Lorraine Feather on the vocal.
Writing a song about stride piano isn't all that easy to do. You gotta dive in. Where to begin? The mere idea might frighten you. Writing lyrics to stride music, you're in trouble right away. It's fast and busy, it'll make you dizzy, spitting out what you need to say. But I'm smitten with stride piano. I believe I'll give it a go. Start with something informational, educational, like so. The term stride piano came from the way in which the pianist's left hand would stride up and down the keyboard. It was hot, took some chops, whole new sound. Granny, get your little chin off the ground, let's all jive. The record company shied away from early jazz. They called it race music. Soon they caved, madly raved. With the rest, they'd invest in a few young lions. Make the whole world wise about the key guys were pouring on the heat. Nowadays, you got a few girls pouring on the heat. Well, not that many. Stephanie, how many would you say? Stephanie? She's busy. I'll ask her later. The Viper's Drag, Tiger Rag, Sister Kate. Tunes that got you going out of the gate, no debate. There was living lightning in the dazzling runs of all the young guns were born on the heat. Writing a song about stride piano isn't really a breeze to do. Slow going, but you know what? Soon I had a thought or two. Maybe talk about how you do it. Starting out with the lower C, up an octave C, E, G, then the G to the right of the initial C, 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 E, G, pinky on the low G, then C, 4B, repeat, baby, home free. Soon you'll try picking up some speed. The neighbors may pound until their knuckles bleed. They'll holler, please. Stop that infernal racket as you miss the notes time after time. Hey, I'm learning, man. Is that such a crime? Now come on, fingers, do your stuff. Get it moving. Although it's punishingly tough, you're improving. Slowly, slowly. Then they one nudge, get it right. It comes together and suddenly you're all dun 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 dun. Now you know you can play stride, even though you about died. And my song is about you and the torture you went through. Head on down to the piano bar, start off with all the things you are. Then little ditty by James P, show him you can pour on the heat. You're steaming, every barfly screaming, you're a virtuoso. In here the whole time. know so. That's my song about striped piano, part one, the basics, part two, the crucible, part three, the victory. Might put a few words on the off beats just to show I can, and then I'll bring it every time I sing it. Bring it home. Barbie, repeat. Show 'em you can pour on the heat.
So there's your little lesson in how to play stride piano from Stephanie Trick and Lorraine Feather. But here's a gentleman who needs no introduction to stride piano or ragtime. His name is Ed Judd, and he lives in Kansas. This is a little confusing. It says he lives in Oklahoma, Kansas, but nevertheless, we're glad that he called in and made a pledge. He says the KJNU is a great contribution to the performing arts and to community radio, and I couldn't agree more. Thanks very much, Ed, for your contribution. And I'm going to dedicate this next tune to you. I'm sure that you know it and you've played it many times. It's a Scott Joplin tune, and it's one of his standard compositions that are played by many of the ragtime pianists. Here it's played by Stephanie Trick, and it's Peacherine Rag. Stephanie Trick. Peacherine Rag by Stephanie Trick on the solo piano. Folks making pledges to KGNU through July 9th are entered into the drawing. July 9th is tonight, so this is the deadline, for an urban weekend adventure. Two nights, two shows, two dinners on us, and you'll get a pair of three-day tickets to Riot Fest. You're dining at 1472 in Doherty's Neighborhood Pub, and we'll put you up for two nights at the Curtis Doubletree Hilton. We'll also enter you in all other drawings during the mini drive, so get on board now and be entered throughout the drive. Call or go online right now and make sure that you take advantage of these offers. Next up, we have Stephanie with her trio of Jay Hunkford on bass and Danny Coots on drums from her album Something More. This is a tune that was written by Willie the Lion Smith back in 1925, and it's called Keep Your Temper. Thank you. I hope you've been thinking about contributing to KGNU during our summer mini drive, and if not, maybe this will entice you. We have an arugula dinner on July 29th. Arugula is one of the top-scale Italian restaurants here in Boulder. For a pledge of $180 per person or $300 per pair, we can give some tickets while they last for that dinner on July 29th. Great restaurant. We also have T-shirts, we have CDs, and you can come in and browse for other gifts. But the main thing is your pledge is supporting KGNU throughout the year. So thanks very much in advance for running over to your phone or your computer and making that pledge securely. Next up, we have another Scott Joplin tune, and again, four-handed with Stephanie Trick and Paolo Alderighi on the same piano. This one happens to be Stop Time Rag. You're listening to KGNU, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM in Boulder and Denver. And the show is Ragtime America. My name is Jerry Maddock, and I'm sitting in for the normal DJ, Jack Rummel, who happens to be out of town this week. So it's my pleasure to come in. I always feel that it's quite an honor to be able to sub for Jack. And he gives me complete, I have to say, he gives me complete reign over the music that I pick. And this is what I pick for this particular show. It's the music of Stephanie Trick, who is just a wonderful ragtime, stride, and boogie-woogie pianist, as you are hearing. Well, we're right in the middle of our summer drive, and I invite you to go over to your computer and please open up your browser to kjnu.org and click on Pledge Now. There are lots of great gifts that you are eligible for as a contributor to our Summer Pledge Drive and a contributor to keeping this kind of music on the air. And that includes everyone who makes a contribution now is entered to all the future drawings during this summer drive. We have the arugula dinner here in Boulder, which I mentioned. We have an alternative radio CD. We have an Alan Watts CD. We have T-shirts. We have books, tickets, CDs, and you can come in during business hours to browse these gifts. But the greatest gift is your contribution to keeping KGNU on the air. Here's a little bit more from Stephanie Trick, and again with Lorraine Feather. The duo is, they gave themselves the name, let's see. Oh, yes, it's Nouveau Stride. So if you're looking for their album, it's under that name, Nouveau Stride. But basically, it's Stephanie and Lorraine. And their album is called 14, because there are 14 tracks, of course. And here's one of them. This is a version of Artie Matthews' Pastime Rag number 4 with Lorraine's lyrics, and she calls it Pretzel Man, the Contortionist. Nouveau Stride.
I wandered out to the tent. He was gazing at me. His feet were facing away. Tell me, how could that be? His head could swivel with ease more than 100 degrees. Around and around and amazing, isn't it? Soon I was listening for, then beginning to sing, the strange and sinuous tune that meant he'd enter the ring. Pretzel man, you've got my heart twisted in two. When he was only a tot, he scared his parents to bits. He'd walk around on his hands, practice doing the splits, then bend back over a ball, start to roll down the hall. Around and around, and Amanda, stop him. He's got the dreamiest eyes, and the dimples of life were quite an item, and soon he's going to make me his wife. Pretzel man, you've got my heart twisted in two. Showtime, they cry, where's my whip? Where's my chair? I'm half there, so lovesick am I, can't think straight when he forms his figure. Arrange my face, my tiger's bowls roar seem less tame, sensing I am off my game.
I need to focus now and not be killed. Although my girlish heart is filled with wedding dreams, I smile as a bridesmaid screams. She's caught the bouquet. It's Lizzie, the living lizard girl. Well, they called her that back in the day before it was considered déclassé. The bride, that blushing bride is me. I'm happy as can be. I'll toast our future with my limber love, and then the sweetest chapter of our life begins. Two children, I'm thinking twins, a riotous pair, and when they play hide and seek, they'll curl up in the jelly jars. Amanda and Henri, my future stars, we'll share a perfect paradise. Yes, that's the plan. We three and Pretzel Man.
I'm always interested in that Pretzel Man contortionist business because when Jelly Roll Morton wrote his tune Froggy Moore Rag, it was to accompany a contortionist who came out on the stage in a frog suit, and Jelly Roll Morton would play Froggy Moore Rag to accompany the dance and performance of Mr. Froggy Moore. Okay, we do have a few CDs that we can give away based on your pledge, and they are ragtime oriented. The first is Alexander Sandor. The album is Finger Buster for a pledge of $40. And Giovanni DiCiaro, Guitar on Broadway, also for $40. And The Wedding Album, same pledge level. Sue Keller, She Loved Christmas. The Tichenor Family Trio, family album. And let's see what else we have here. That's it. So if you're interested in getting some rare or not easily available CDs and also supporting KGNU at the same time, give us a call. The number here in the studio is 303-449-4885. And out of town, call 1-800-737-3030. Our program tonight features the young pianist Stephanie Trick, and I believe this is her very first album, and it's called Ragtime Tricks from 2010. The tune is Troublesome Ivories, a challenging ragtime piano piece by Yubi Blake, which intimidates would-be interpreters. The piece was actually named by Noble Sissel, Blake's early collaborator in vaudeville and on Broadway. And it was written back in, I don't have that date, I'm sorry. It was first recorded by Blake in 1951 for the Circle label, and he made four more recordings of it, one of which he absentmindedly introduced as Tricky Fingers on the Chiaroscuro CD Jazz Piano Masters label, as well as kicking off the historic jazz festival on the White House lawn in 1978, the age of 95, with a rousing rendition which was broadcast over National Public Radio. So here we have Stephanie Trick with Yubi Blake's composition, Troublesome Ivories. Thank you.
think I have time for one more piece. And I just wanted to thank you for being such a wonderful audience. And the last piece I'd like to play is Space Shuffle by Robin Frost. And this is one of his more famous compositions. And he wrote it to celebrate the first flights into space. And you'll hear the juxtaposition of the highest and the lowest note on the keyboard in one measure. So that's kind of cool. Thank you.
For the last hour, we've been listening to the musical virtuosity of the young ragtime stride and boogie-woogie pianist Stephanie Trick. And we just heard her playing the beautiful Mexican serenade Solace, written by Scott Joplin in 1909. I'm Jerry Maddock, and it's been my pleasure to sit in tonight for Jack Rummel. And I hope you'll stick around now for Swing Shift with Dave Gloss.
Thanks, Jerry, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. As you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've been traveling across the country. We're still deep down south, so stay tuned for some very enjoyable listening during our summer drive. Let's kick things off this evening with the wonderful Mills Brothers.
Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto pony and a Navajo who sang a sort of Indian Idaho to the people passing by. The pinto spent his time a-swishing flies and the Navajo watched the lazy skies. And very rarely did they ever rest their eyes on the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, not a-looking. Doot, doot. They never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hearty-ho to the people passing by. Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto, a pony, and a Navajo who used to bake friolis in cornmeal dough for the people passing by. They thought that they would make
make some easy bucks by washing their Frioles in Dove and Lux. A pair of very conscientious clucks to the people passing by. Then they took this cheap vacation. The shoes were polished bright. No, they never heard the whistle. Toot, toot. They're clear out of sight. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the starlight beams its tender glow, the beans go to sleep and then there ain't no dough for the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track.